What's the road forwards, though, to end homelessness? I mean, do you feel that the... I'm going to ask you two questions, I suppose, in this. Is that one is, do you feel that the recent budget was fair? And do you feel that is leading up to the promise of 2016 having no homelessness?
No, I was very angry with the budget. I suppose my biggest anger was with the reduction in welfare payments for under 26s. If you can imagine a young person living in their own flat, maybe a young homeless guy, got 24 years of age, got his own apartment, got his own flat. Now his welfare will be €100. How are you meant to pay your rent, pay your ESB bill, pay your television license, buy your clothes, buy your food out of €100 a week? It's just not possible. So I think that budget is going to increase homelessness. You're going to get people who are living in private rented accommodation who are just going to move out. They can't afford to continue living there. The other thing that angered me was the increase in prescription charges. I get two big requests for money from homeless people. One, the most frequent request is for bus fare. They want to go maybe to Ballymun or to Finglas. They have to go maybe to their methadone clinic. They have to see their social worker. They want to go out and visit their family, and they don't have the money. I had a lad in the other day from Talla, and he had walked in from Talla because he didn't have the money in from Talla into the city centre. And the second biggest request for money I get is for medical cards, prescriptions. It's now €2.50 per item, and some people, they may come in on a Monday with a prescription, they don't get paid till Thursday, but the prescription may be for mental health medication. You can't wait till Thursday, or maybe antibiotics. They can't wait till Thursday to start taking your antibiotics, and they just don't have the money. And what angers me is that, you know, you have a minister who's on 200,000 a year and looks at a computer screen and says, €2.50 per item. Sure, that won't hurt anybody. But in reality, for most of the people I'm working with, they just don't have €2.50 per item to spend on a prescription. So that annoyed me. I don't think it was a fair budget at all. Will homelessness end by 2016 as the government have promised? Not a hope. The solution to homelessness is obviously provide people with a home. Now, that's not enough on its own. You also have to, in some cases, provide support services. If people have other issues like addiction issues or mental health issues, you have to support them. That's the easy bit. We can do that. The problem is there isn't accommodation available to house homeless people. Government have pulled back on providing social housing. They're no longer building or buying houses to use as social housing, except in very limited circumstances. And now they're almost entirely dependent on the private rented sector to offer social housing to people on the social housing waiting list. That doesn't work. It can't work. It's been tried before. It didn't work. So there is not a hope in hell of ending homelessness by 2016. What's going to happen is homelessness is going to be even greater than it is today in 2016. You can't have a policy without having control of the inputs that can make that policy work. If you have a policy for ending homelessness, but you don't have control over the homes that are going to be offered to people to end homelessness, if you're leaving that to the private rented sector, then you don't have a policy. You have a dream, you have a hope, you have an aspiration, but you don't have a policy.
How many houses and how much money and what kind of time would you feel that is required to resolve the issue?
Homelessness can't be isolated from the general social housing waiting list. 3/4 of homeless people are single or separated. And so they're down at the bottom of what is the social housing waiting list, because obviously people with children get priority when a house becomes a vacant. There's 100,000 households on the social housing waiting list. Not only are we not making any dent in that number, but the numbers are going up all the time. And they're going to increase further when repossessions start taking place. Estimated that up to 15,000 people could lose their homes. And that is going to, they are going to start, look, they're going to become homeless effectively, and they're going to be rehoused in the private rented sector. So there's going to be huge pressure on the private rented sector. It's not going to be able to meet the demand. So the what would be needed, you'd need a fairly wide-scale investment in social housing. This is the time to build or buy, because the property is at its cheapest, but it would require a substantial investment. Now, we can't do it all at once, but I often use the example of Newlands Cross, the traffic lights at Newlands Cross. On the road from Belfast to Cork, that is the only stop that you're going to make if the traffic lights are red. Now they propose to eliminate, they've started to eliminate those traffic lights and make that into a free flow junction so that you can drive all the way from Dublin to Cork without stopping. Now that's going to cost 100 million euros. And the rationale, and it's fair, the rationale is it will boost the construction industry, it will give employment. But if you invested 100 million euros in housing, social housing, that would also boost the construction industry, it would also give employment, and it would help enormously in resolving the problem of homelessness and the social housing waiting list. So there is a lot more we can do, and there's a lot more we could do immediately.